AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today, Matt, Eric. Eric, I was hoping to have Molly Beck on from the Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was at the Wisconsin State Journal. She moved over to Milwaukee there. I was going to have her on today to break down what happened in Wisconsin, but things are going nutsoid over there. I have not heard, I haven't mentioned this yet. We haven't talked about it because I was saving it for her show. But right now, they're basically the equivalent of their Speaker of the Wisconsin House is trying to, the Assemblyman is trying to strip the incoming governor of most of his power.
Really?
And they're trying to do this frantically to get Gottwalker to sign it into law before he leaves office, so that basically almost turning the governor into a figurehead.
Yeah.
Only, and that giving him very limited amount of power in the state. It proves to me once again this whole notion that we're the party, the Republicans, when they sit there and say we're the party of integrity, we're the party of law and order. No, they're not. They're the party of basically we'll cheat any freaking way we can to win, and even when we don't win, we will go into your house. Go to the bathroom in the middle of your floor, put gasoline all over everything, burn the place down, and say, see, they failed. It was all on them. Yeah. They failed. You put us back in power. That is who these people are. That is who these people are. That is who these people are. I will talk about that in length. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. As she's trying to wait for the assemblyman to come on out, Voss, I think is his name. In Wisconsin, they're trying to wait for him to come on out. If he comes on out and she has a window, she's going to let us know, and we'll give her a quick ring and talk to her about what happened out there. But I'm not going to hold my breath. But I'll break down regardless that at the bottom of the hour. I'll talk a little bit more about Wisconsin. How about, before I get into some god-awful news, how about a little bit of good news? Do you know who exactly Jonathan Judd is? He's an attorney. You have any idea?
No, I've never heard of him.
He shouldn't have anticipated the results from the Tuesday night election. He was on the ballot in Moorhead as the mayor. He was taking on a longtime city council member, Brenda Elmer, and he won by more than 10 percentage points. But it's unofficial results. Judd grabbed 51% of the votes to Elmer's 40%. Judd will replace current mayor Delray Williams, who did not run for re-election. Judd is believed to be the first African-American elected to the office of mayor of Moorhead, something he never really thought about before. So good, congratulations. It was a barrier-breaking election night. And it was. I mean, there was really, and I wrote about this up on the Progressive Citizen X blog, and you can go find that. I posted it up on Twitter and Facebook, that this was, I would have loved to see us get 240, 250 seats in the House. Reality is, the Democrats did a full frontal assault on this rigged election system that the Republicans had. We had a 9.2% voter advantage. And we took back the House, but it shows you how much manipulation is going on out there, because 9.2% should have led to a 1930s or 32s type of turnover, 100 seats.
Yeah, it could have been a whole blowout.
It would have been a blowout. But because Republicans have put in gerrymandering, they have basically restricted hours, they have a massive money and media advantage, because they have all these things. They purge voter ranks. They lose ballots. I mean, there is no integrity to the Republican Party anymore. There is zero integrity. I mean, I'm not going to get into the Acosta thing, but God, for God's sakes, the White House press secretary is going on conspiracy news websites and using the doctored footage to validate their anti-American war on the press. For God's sakes, there is no integrity on the right anymore. They're shallow, empty people who've been brainwashed into hating Democrats more than they love their quality of life, their health care, their kids, their religion, and their country. And that is the reality. And that is the reality. They are just broken to the core. And like I said, I mentioned earlier, you can look. All you have to do is look at that St. Cloud race where Knobloch ran. Well, he was on the ballot. He was not running. He had withdrawn because his daughter had made allegations that he had sexually assaulted her for 10 years. And still, 5,700 Republicans voted for the guy. 5,700! What the hell is wrong with you people? Just unbelievable. I will also say, just a quick side note, I've gotten a lot of memes about 100 women now in Congress. That is great. Can I make an obvious point? Shouldn't it be half, at least? You know, shouldn't it be a 50-50 split? We have a lot to work to do there. And I believe in having a government that is representative of the people. And it's wonderful to have as many women there as possible. We're getting Native American women into the power of these elected offices, Latino women into these offices, African American, Latino men, Native American men. We want a representative government. And a bunch of old, decaying, white dude Republicans is not it. And they all need to go. Let's just be honest. They all need to go. So let's 2020, take the weekend. I'm not going to push anyone. It was a big year. We had a lot of work to do. Take the weekend. We start on 2020 on Monday, okay? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. A lot of the lies from the gun industry and the gun advocates came to a crashing halt once again as we had yet another mass shooting in this country, Thousand Oaks, California, the Borderline Bar and Grill, 12 dead. The 12 were killed and then the shooter killed himself. The popular established hosted college country night on Wednesday was full of young people that evening. An additional 23 individuals were injured and released after receiving treatment at local hospitals, said Ventura County Sheriff's Office. They were just kids, an eyewitness who identified himself as Tim was trying to hold back sobs. They were all young. This shouldn't have happened to them. According to records maintained by Gun Violence Archive, the latest tragedy was the 307th mass shooting this year. The Sergeant Ron Hellis was unfortunately gunned down, and if the story as it's been conveyed, he and two California patrol officers were called to the borderline. They were the first to respond. It did sound like they knew gunshots were being fired, but I don't know the mindset of a police officer going into that situation. You know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, some yahoo's got a gun and he's threatening an ex-wife or a boyfriend or something like that. It's not a mass slaughter going on inside. He went in through the front doors, was immediately hit three times. One of the brave patrolmen who was behind him and clearly dived for cover managed to grab the sheriff's deputy, pull him out of the line of fire, but it was too late. He had died later on at the hospital. This, once again, as the next time you hear, guns everywhere, guns, 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 that's the only thing that will keep us safe. This is the epitome of a good guy with a gun arriving on the scene, and he had no chance. He had no chance. Zero chance. Zero. He had zero. No chance whatsoever. That is, what is your argument at this point? Just your argument is the profits of gun manufacturers and bullet manufacturers in the United States are far more important than the monthly gun massacre we have in the United States. That those lives, these 12 people, as tragic as it is, hey, you know what? Do we really want to cut back on the profit margins of the gun companies? Do we really want to cut? I don't give a rat's ass anymore. And there were multiple things that were in place to try to stop this in California. A mental evaluation of this former Marine Corps soldier who was the shooter. And he passed. And do you want to know why? I've actually had people tell me that they have seen some of these mental screenings. They're not really mental screenings. They're just basically a hoop to jump through to make people feel good. They're not really screening these people on whether or not they should have guns. The guy was able to get a magazine clip that was able, an extended clip, so he could fire off tons of rounds. That no hunter uses something like that. No hunter would use something like that. There is nothing. I mean, we're just waiting. You know, there's no one's going to do anything about it. The Republicans have enough control to where they guarantee nothing will happen. The NRA, an organization that sure seems to have worked with the Russians against this country, is only in it for the money that gets made by the gun and bullet manufacturers. They don't care. They are still writing checks. They are still handing out their A grades and B grades to these politicians to try to get them into office. And the reality is, until we get a very solid Democratic majority at all levels of government, these slaughters will continue. Reminder, when Tony Cornish was dragged out of the Minnesota House in shame, the last thing he told all those Republicans is, "Don't you dare let them change any gun laws." I think the family of the sheriff's deputy might be willing to entertain the idea of changing gun laws at this point. Any rational human being would be there. Guns do not make you a man, Tony Cornish. But considering your problems, I think it's a far, far distance to turn you into anything respectable, that's for sure. 952-946-6205. Let's go to the phones here really quick before I get to the break. Bruce is in Eden Prairie. He's been holding. Welcome on in, Bruce.
Hi there. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Yeah, I've been meaning to call for quite a while. Just a couple of quick points. I'm from Wisconsin. I was born and raised in Milwaukee and lived in Madison for 12 years. I've been in the Twin Cities since 2000. And it was a real struggle to see what's gone on with these Republicans and Walker and Fitzgerald and Voss and the Attorney General. Don't forget him, Schimmel. That's a huge victory. And it took a long time to shoehorn those guys out of power, at least to the governor and the Attorney General. And if you don't think they would love, they're just licking their chops to do the same thing right here in Minnesota. All of the rollbacks they did for labor rights and human rights and workers' rights and environmental protections and local control and all this kind of stuff. Minnesotans need to wake up and look across that border and see, you know, that all the Republicans here would love to be doing that same exact operation if they could, voter ID, all that stuff. And so Minnesotans thank their lucky stars that they've at least got a divided government, take over the Senate would be a great thing. But we need to have solidarity with those people and learn some lessons from how hard they had to fight, how weary, how to the hundreds of thousands of protesters around the Capitol when Act 10 went through over there.
Well, and Bruce, I'll step on in here. What I will say is this, and he's exactly right. Right now, the delete keys in Wisconsin are being worn out. The shredding machines in the governor's mansion and all the executive offices are being used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. These guys are some of the most corrupt politicians you've ever seen, and they want to keep the stuff behind the scenes. Give you an idea here. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll save that story for a little bit later on, but they are broken to the core. There's a story coming up here I'll share with you that just shows you how broken they are. But reminder, back then, we had an Independence Party candidate draw enough votes to where Governor Dayton beat Tom Emmer in that governor's race. And as furious as the Republicans were at that, they went out and killed the independent. The Republican Party killed the Independence Party. They went out there and killed that party because they were so angry about the fact that they weren't able to put a Scott Walker-esque type governor into power in Minnesota. And they have. And they're now just waiting for their time to hopefully get a point where they can basically try to pull that stuff off here. I mean, we already have the oopsie law in place, the Republicans passed, where anyone can pollute, any major corporation, not you or me, any major corporation can pollute like crazy. And basically all they have to do is say, oopsie, and they don't have to clean it up and they don't have to pay for it. That's courtesy of the Republican Party of Minnesota. That is their grand environmental policy. So Yeah, we'll talk more about Wisconsin in a second. Let's get Matthew in here really quick. Matthew in Eagan, you wanted to chime in. Thank you.
Yeah, Matt, about an hour ago, they just released the numbers nationwide. And when I turned your show on, you were talking about redistricting and how unfair it is. And over 13 million votes were cast for Democratic senators.
Yes.
More than the Republicans. 13 million.
Well, and,
more.
And they
lost. Redistricting.
Well, not because of redistricting. I mean, I think that there was, and Matthew, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. It was 13, actually it was 2.9 was the last I saw, and they might have revised it up to 13.5. In the Senate races, reminder, those are statewide races. The rig system did not help them. It wasn't gerrymandering in that case, but it is, you know, the money advantage, the media advantage, the purge voting rules, all that stuff. That did play a role. Now, reminder, there was only 34 Senate races, I believe, total this time around. So there were some states that did not have a Senate race this election. And so that's why it revised down to 9.2. But the Senate races, overwhelmingly, far more Democrats voted for, you know, senators than Republicans. And the Democrats still lost 3 seats. Part of that as well was the setup, the fact that these were senators that were up after they won their last term during the re-election campaign of Obama. And like I said, Obama had a good outcome that night, as well as also the Senate did, but that was about it in the nation for the Democrats. But I think it was just too many seats to hold. It was too many seats to hold. And, you know, Claire McCaskill down in Missouri said it best. She goes, I had to work against state media, basically in Fox News. And it shows. Take a look at Missouri. Missouri is no longer a 50-50 state. It's almost all Republican now. Because they push a far-right narrative on all the media in that state. I've been down there. It's disgusting. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. Republicans got a really big problem, and it's enjoyable. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota. With the end of 2018, it's time to get yourself an amazing gift, a new vehicle from Rudy Luther. Through November, get a $3,000 rebate on the Toyota Tundra pickup or $3,500 on my personal favorite, the family-friendly Sienna. Plus, check out that great selection of 2018 Tacoma pickups in stock. And the best part of Rudy Luther is the long-term relationship you'll have with their wonderful people. November is Govember at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
It's just a few weeks before winter officially settles in. Is your home ready for the holidays? Now is the perfect time to get your entire home zero-resified by the cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get 3 rooms clean starting at just $149. You can also get $50 off your air duct cleaning when you call 952-ZERO-RES, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
I'm Athena Janakis Karras, and my family invites you to join us at It's Greek to Me on the corner of Lake and Lindale. Since purchasing this iconic restaurant 2 years ago, our passion has been building upon the traditional by infusing the menu and space with modern interpretations of classic Greek cuisine. Sourcing fresh, authentic ingredients and recipes cultivated from our Greek heritage, your meal will be quintessentially Greek. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 Westlake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-222.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next Saturday as we discuss the importance of gratitude to our mental health and how to develop gratitude rituals in our daily lives. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I should mention, I've heard multiple people saying at 5 o'clock there's supposed to be a rally over at the state capitol to support Robert Mueller and his investigation. I know that's getting pulled together pretty quick. I'm not sure if that's for sure. You want to confirm that and let us know if that is indeed the case. But I saw that multiple people were saying that there was going to be a 5 p.m. rally in various locations on that. So we'll have to see. I'll see if I can check that out. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So the Republicans have got a very big problem when you look at the outcome of this last election. Now, when you look at the state of Minnesota, the way that I've always looked at it, I've looked at it as four different areas, but most people look at it three. I look at it as the Metro Core, the suburban area, outstate Minnesota, and the Iron Range, Duluth and the Iron Range. And today I think that what MinnPost did is they broke it down just to greater Minnesota, the metro suburbs, and the urban core. And they looked at the Tim Walz race and they looked at the Keith Ellison race. And in both of those races, something really weird happened to the Republicans, and that is they kind of got trounced in the suburbs. Now, they have usually done fairly well in the suburbs, not this time. And in both those races, they got creamed. They absolutely did get creamed in the suburbs, and it's kind of one of those things where if you are a Republican and you look at the map and you look at the Republican seats that are currently in the metro area, and I think there's only one seat, one Republican representing anything in Hennepin County now, and I think that's been the Maple Grove area. I think that's the case. There is a smattering of seats on the north side of town. There's one seat on the east side of town, and there's a few seats on the south side of town. But the reality is you have this big blue ball in the metro core, big blue ball of Democratic seats that is, at this point, I'm going to say somewhat safe. And so the question is Republicans, what are you going to do to try to win these seats back? Because I have no idea what you're going to try to do, but I can tell you right now, unless you get some metro area policies and not just sit there and talk about, you big city people need to keep your nose out of our business. And that's been their entire campaign. Is basically big bad city people. Well, suburbanites don't necessarily connect themselves to the farm country. They connect themselves to the downtown because most of them work down there. So your big city folks getting into our business poll, it's failing. You can't just sit there and say big bad city people, because I know you want to do that because it gets you good results out in the outstate. But it kills you in the suburbs. Also, I did mention that, you know, I wrote about as well that the transportation policy, you guys have to have some kind of better transportation policy than basically saying, we're for roads, and by the way, we're not going to build any new roads, but we are not going to help you with mass transportation. So what are you guys going to do? Let's take a look. Are you going to, okay, Republicans are for road building only. If that's the truth, what are you going to put a few billion dollars aside for 55 to get highwayed out, Highway 7 to get highwayed out, Highway 5 in the southwest get highwayed out, 36 get more fixes up there, 61, 55? I mean, what are you doing? You're not going to spend that money. That would require you to have to think more than just one election ahead, and Republicans can't do that. So even with their only solution to transportation, which is to pave your way out of it, they're not going to do that. They're just not going to, because that's just too much money. That's tax breaks for wealthy people and businesses we could be giving away. Why would we want to help them? And you sure as hell are not going to go out there and propose any kind of, you know, constructive mass transportation. I mean, if you had a brain in your freaking head, you'd go on out there and say, we will highway out these roads, and then we'll build pylons down the middle of them and put an elevated light rail line running out every one of these highways. So you'll have the option of either driving into town or taking the mass transportation into town, because that's an effective way to do it. And that will ease up traffic on all your major roads. You're not going to do that. That's common sense. That's proven. That's proven to be fiscally the most responsible thing you can do, and you're not going to do it. Because let's face it, you're not even for road construction. You need to go on out right now and expand all these roads in the metro area. You need to put another lane on 494, 694 starting now. You need to build another loop around the metro core around that area. Try it with 610 up in the North Metro. You need to do this. You have no intention of doing it. So transportation's off the table. Tax cuts? You can't give any more federal tax cuts. You got a massive budget deficit. And yeah, the last tax cuts you gave were only really for the wealthiest people. Sure, we had the guy call in a few weeks ago. I got $40 gazillion from the Trump tax cut. He was the greatest. Vote Trump! No, you didn't, liar. I already had my tax preparer say, Minnesotans, pretty much almost everyone in Minnesota is going to see a tax increase. So, no, your only way you're going to be pulling off a federal tax break is to go out there, pull money back from wealthy people, and then give that money to the middle class and the poor. And you're not going to do that. In the state of Minnesota, you don't want to give money to the middle class and the poor. Your top-loaded tax code means wealthy people and billionaires get the money first. So you're not going to really help the suburbanites there. Parks, they're already pretty good. You're going to tax schools again? Oh, good luck with that. Most of the suburban school districts really like their schools. So you're going to go out there and vilify the teacher? I guarantee you that's not going to go over too well. I guarantee you that's not going to go over too well. What are you guys going to do? Scream abortion? I have no clue what you guys are going to do to try to win the suburbs back. But I can tell you right now, everything that is going to require you to possibly do it is against everything you guys believe in. I mean, are you going to start in with your wholesome American values? Bull crap. You got Trump in the White House, and you do not go on out there and condemn him for anything. So don't give me wholesome American values. Hey, Caligula's starting to talk about our moral values. Okay, yeah, fill us on in more, Caligula. Thanks. No, you guys, I don't know how you're going to do it. And these and the thing which is the problem for you is as this city has grown, as Minneapolis-St. Paul has grown, it is getting these areas where you used to be able to go in there and kind of like, hey, we're in Lakeville. We're in Lakeville, but we're kind of country down here. Now it's, no, you're in Lakeville. You're in a suburb. You got strip malls. You got, you know, nice affordable housing, cute community, nice parks. I've been down there. Lakeville's cute. Apple Valley's cute, adorable. Eagan, Woodbury, Stillwater, they're all getting more and more metrofied. You're, aw, oh, shucks, humdinger, I'm going to put my foot up on this country fence and act like you're one of us. It doesn't resonate anymore. So what are you going to do? I got news for you. With Eric Paulson off the ballot, with Dean Phillips on the Minnesota 3 ballot, good luck there. Angie Craig, you're not going to be winning the suburbs for anytime soon. Anytime soon. We do actually moveon.org. Correct?
Yeah, a caller called in and said there was the rally tonight at the Minnesota State Capitol at 5 p.m., and there was more info available at moveon.org.
Moveon.org is where you'll find more information. But at the State Capitol, 5 p.m. tonight, this is a rally to defend Robert Mueller from the new attorney general who's typecast out of villain. You know, he's a typecast villain. I mean, just yeah. Hey, we need someone that looks like either a bike gang guy.
It's a movie character.
Or just an evil, sleazy executive. Ooh, that guy's good. Get him in here. He is. He's a TV character. He's a caricature itself. Hold on, Michael. Get your call after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week's idealist is Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz, who ran toward the gunfire to aid victims at the Tree of Life Synagogue, only to become a victim himself. Such tragedy, such horror. The big interview will be with Daryl Davis, a black man who befriends Ku Klux Klan members. I also talk about a listener who's inspired me. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck or experiencing health concerns, maybe you're curious about ways to improve your life, then Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show will give you new perspectives and ways to take steps to change your life. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into your life. For more information, visit us at awakenedlivinginfusion.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 31. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 28. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 29.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only at the Mounds View Community Center. Featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Mounds View Community Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Programming brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is Lowry Hill Meats. Now, they've got Thanksgiving coming up here. It's a delicious day. Oh, yes. If you would like to get a good turkey from Lowry Hill Meats, now is the time to make your order. You got to get those orders on in. Go to Lowry Hill Meats over at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. Fantastic food over there, and you'll get great selection as far as a butcher shop and a deli too. Great sandwiches, so stop on in, and then make sure you get your turkey ordered at Lowry Hill Meats, 952-946-6205. Let's go with Mike first in North Minneapolis. He wanted to chime in. Welcome on in, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Matt? I'm kind of wondering something. I mean, the Republicans are really great when it comes to making excuses and taking the heat off of themselves. Like in 2000 and 2004, we had two cases of election fraud in Florida and Ohio, and they kept repeating in the face of election fraud. They kept saying, yes, voter fraud is a problem. And they were so effective at that they actually got the press chasing that rabbit down the hole for the last 8 years on voter fraud, and then finally started to realize, I think, that they've been had. But now, in the light of the shootings last night in Thousand Oaks, California, as you could predict on the television today and on the radio all over the conservative spots of the dial, every time someone says gun violence, they are countering with mental health. Yes, mental health is the problem. Well, if you pay close attention to this, and I like to think I do, you will find that at the end of a given day that they will have done absolutely nothing about gun violence, and they will have done even less about mental health.
Yeah.
All it is a great, convenient cover for them to go running and hiding under.
You can't deny that, Mike, and thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Absolutely. He's spot on. Absolutely spot on. They don't have any interest in doing this because they get paid big bucks in their campaigns to go on out there and be the spokespeople for the gun manufacturers and the bullet manufacturers. That's all they're doing. And if you start regulating this stuff like you can, we've already gone down this road. Second Amendment of the Constitution does not mean you are entitled to an arsenal. It means you have to have the right to bear arms, but you have a hunting weapon. Technically, you're bearing arms. Ta-da! Done. You can ban assault weapons. You can ban, the heavy-duty clips. You can make mandatory gun training. You can do all these things. They have no intention of doing it. If the NRA wanted to go on out there and start demanding that guns be available in vending machines in elementary schools, I guarantee you, 25% of Republicans would champion that? It's a good idea. Then all of a sudden, just Billy needs to, if a gunfire breaks out in the school, he can go get a gun and we'll have bullets. Hey, it's not like the bullets will be loaded in the guns. We can't do that because once they drop down, they could go off. But we could put the bullets in a different machine and then they just basically have to make two purchases and they can blast the bad guys. They would. 25%. I mean, I don't know. Maybe even close to 40 on that. That's who they are. By the way, can I also mention another thing? You talk about media and how they make this stuff up. Guess what story you haven't heard anything about since Tuesday?
What is that?
Caravan.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
My first point, and I love Alex Kendall. She's over at 9 here. I worked with her for a while during traffic over there. She's an absolute delight. And I asked her after the Ebola story came on out. And the Ebola story kind of disappeared. I said, what the heck happened? She goes, I have no idea. She goes, she told me at that point, she goes, we had 4 or 5 stories every morning available to us if we wanted to take them about Ebola. And then the day of the election, they just went away and they never came back. Same thing. That caravan was ready to come in. They were going to go. That caravan was going to go to northern Minnesota and start taking and inhabiting those water-free, heat-free, one-season cabins in the frozen tundra of northern Minnesota. And they were going to be, I don't know what they're going to, cleaning? I don't know. They're just, hunkering around? I don't know. They were going to do that. They were going to do that. That was going to be their grand scheme. And now all of a sudden, oh yeah, there's no story there. That's by design, people. So I wanted, because Molly Beck, once again, I'm keeping an eye out in case she does come available. Molly Beck is not available right now. I wanted to talk about Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the big one, of course, was Scott Walker lost his election. Now, on Election Day, we talked about the fact there was a story on Foxconn killed the guy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This $3 billion Racine plant that they're building. It costs taxpayers basically, I think at the most it will cost $3 billion. If, and Molly Beck and I have talked about this a few times, if Wisconsin hires only Wisconsinites to work in this plant, which considering how close you are to Illinois, good luck with that. But even if they only hire Wisconsinites to work in this plant, and the staffing numbers, as promised by Foxconn, who is notoriously double-crossed communities on hiring numbers, if they're honest this one time and they stayed with it, the earliest Wisconsin would ever see a payback on this would be 2042. So once again, if it was only Wisconsin workers and Foxconn followed through on their hiring promises, it'd be 2042. And then on Election Day, there was a story out. Foxconn themselves was talking about they're going to actually remove some of the jobs due to robotics, as well as also they're trying to get Chinese engineers to move over here because they said they can't find engineers that want to work in this Wisconsin. They feel as if the Chinese, that they can't get the people to move over here because they think it's this frozen Arctic wasteland. And I said, well, I mean, if you don't like the Packers, it really is. I mean, let's just be honest with you. It's a straight, if you don't like American football, you don't like the Green Bay Packers, Wisconsin is, you know, it's a lot of deep fried food and cheap beer. And that's what you get. And a lot of people wearing green. So they're already double crossing them. And needless to say, that the whole deal was a troublesome for him. He lost. Now, here is the story I mentioned earlier. This is where this kind of gets a little funny. The Republicans in Wisconsin are just dirty, dirty people. There are more dirty tricks. There are, like I said, I'm not joking. I guarantee you there are delete buttons and there are paper shredders that are going to go 24/7, 365 until Evers takes over, because Tony Evers is the new governor of Wisconsin when he gets sworn in. Because they have to hide all this stuff, and they do. After the 2016 election, when Wisconsin was only like 23,000 votes, Trump was declared the winner by like 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. They changed the recount rules in Wisconsin to where you had to be within one percentage point to justify a recount of any kind. And I think it actually had to be 0.25 for the state to do a recount. But they won't allow you to do a recount in the state unless it's closer than one percentage point. Funny story, Scott Walker lost that seat by 1.2%. So what did the Republicans want to do? They wanted to, there was calls that they should maybe go on in there and pass a quick recount bill for this one election only. They did this themselves. They set this rule up and they were actually thinking about going in there. And the argument is, and I heard this, and I tried to find the story, I couldn't, but apparently some guy in Wisconsin, some Republican in Wisconsin was saying, considering how many county clerk offices we have Republicans in charge of, I'm sure we can find the missing votes. Oh, yeah. Wink, 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 wink.
I don't think you're supposed to say those things out loud.
I've been trying to find that one. I'm like, who said that? My God. So, but apparently that was quickly kiboshed. They said, and I think Scott Walker himself said, no, I'm not going to do that. But the Republicans in Wisconsin are clearly terrified of having to work with a Democratic governor. Reading Molly Beck's story, even though Molly's not available to join us today, less than 24 hours after Tony Evers was elected governor, the Republican leader of the state assembly threatened to take power away from him even before he's sworn in. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Wednesday he would discuss whether they're looking at limiting Evers' power with Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is open to the idea, according to an aide. If there were areas where we could look and say, geez, have we made mistakes where we granted too much power to the executive, I'd be open to taking a look at and say, what can we do to change that and try to rebalance it, Voss told reporters. Maybe we made some mistakes giving too much power to Scott Walker, and I'd be open to looking to see if there was areas we could change that, but it's far too early to do that before I talk to Scott Fitzgerald. So once again, what do? They give all this power to Scott Walker. Democrat gets in there. And not only that, but they want to, it really sounds like they want to shave down his power to basically only be, almost be a figurehead only. Evers spokeswoman Britt Cutaback said, it's unfortunate Voss is doubling down on division after Evers asked to set aside differences and work together. These are the same desperate antics of politicians hell-bent on staying in power after 8 years. Cutback said in the statement, the people of Wisconsin deserve better from our government, and that's why they voted for change yesterday. Fitzgerald is willing to consider taking away some of the governor's powers before Evers is seated, said his chief of staff, Dan Romport. He said he has said previously he is open to it and plans to discuss the topic with Senate Republican caucus members on Thursday. Romport said by email, Voss and Fitzgerald did not say what kind of limits they were considering placing in the governor's power. Any change would need to be passed before January 7th, when Evers is sworn in and signed into law by Walker. Aides to Walker did not say if the governor would be willing to curtail the powers he enjoyed over 8 years. Even if the Republican-controlled legislature does not pass legislation limiting governor's powers, Evers will almost certainly face a common feature of split government gridlock. Evers, who has been state school superintendent since 2009, will face a legislature that is firmly in the hands of Republicans. Democrats expressed relief Wednesday when Walker was conceding the race rather than pursuing a recount, but they acknowledge Evers will face challenges in getting much done with Republicans in control of the legislature. Even if lawmakers don't strip the governor's office of power, Voss underscored that Wednesday by pouring cold water on plans ever has campaigned on, including a $1.4 billion in new funding for schools over 2 years. That's not possible unless you have a massive tax increase, Voss said. It literally cannot be accomplished without either taking some money to give to another or a massive tax increase. Voss also said he wouldn't support putting a bunch of money into empty buses, referring to mass transit solutions to transportation woes, but it was consider a plan that puts money into fixing roads and bridges. Well, like I said, by the way, I love it when it comes back and I'm proven correct about these Republicans. It's not just Minnesota. Mass transportation! Okay, well, we'll fix the roads. Well, we can't fix all the roads. I mean, we can... I'll tell you what, there's a pothole over here in Hastings. We'll fill that one. That's it. You guys can't... There's not an empty, bottomless pot of money here. That's your Republican Party. That's your Republican Party. While Evers likely won't get help from the GOP lawmakers, Democrats see his victory as a major achievement after Republicans control all the state government for most of the last 8 years. Democrats stood on the sidelines while Republicans approved policy after policy they opposed, including limits on unions, looser gun laws, tax cuts they believed were tilted too heavy to businesses and the wealthy. As Governor Evers was able to veto any legislation Democrats don't like, that power is granted to the state constitution, and Republican lawmakers can't take it away from him because he is sworn in. Republicans don't have the two-thirds majority needed to override the vetoes. The win by Evers will create the first sustained period of divided government in Wisconsin in a decade. Before the 2008 election, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle led the state with a Republican Assembly and a Democratic Senate. That year, his party gained complete control of the state, and then they lost it in 2010 when everyone decided on the Democratic side to stay at home. No need to go vote today. How'd that work out again? Oh, that's right. It was the dumbest damn thing we've ever done. Dear Lord. So, if I'm Voss, what I would say is this. Or no, excuse me. If I'm Evers, I'm coming in the incoming Democratic governor. I look at them and say, I don't give a rat's caboose what you put in these bills. I will veto every one of them. And if you dare get rid of the powers that you granted Scott Walker. You granted him tons of powers. Now you want to curtail those. I guarantee you, if you touch one of those things, you will not get one bill passed. And basically say that, you know, that we, if you're this former school superintendent, here's what you say. On the playground, we learn you play fair. We don't let one kid take the ball while the other kids get to watch them. And now you basically want to put that into place? No way. So until you switch those rules back, guess what? You're not going to get anything done. And they're daring you to. They're daring you to. And you know what? You're going to be the Democratic governor for 4 years no matter what. So basically let them go back and try in 2020 to win when they basically have been belligerent jackasses. Good luck. Well, it is Wisconsin. I mean, that does have a little bit. Considering the Packer fans I know, that might actually resonate a little bit. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Time for callers when I come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
Enjoy the tradition of the Thanksgiving buffet at the Park Tavern. Come enjoy the feast on the 22nd. Roast turkey with stuffing, potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce, salad, sides, and the delicious desserts. And don't forget the hour of free bowling. Seatings are from 11 till 3, but because of the popularity, you'll need reservations. $20.95 for adults, seniors $14.95, kids 6 to 12, $10.95, and 5 and younger are free. Call 952-929-6810 or go to parktavern.net. This Thanksgiving, be thankful for the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on Earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
Looking to offer high-end restaurant-quality food at your next event? Look no further than D'Amico Catering. Their talented team of event planners and chefs will collaborate to perfect a menu that best fits your needs. Whether emphasizing local cuisine or ethnic flavors, organic bites or summertime favorites, they're here to give you choices that align with your taste, budget, and style. Interested in learning more? Please visit D'AmicoCatering.com. That's D'AmicoCatering.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I should mention the 5 o'clock rally for the Mueller probe at the Minnesota State Capitol is only one of multiple rallies that is going on across the state, supposedly. So moveon.org has information. Not only that, that's what they said, Eric, not only on the rally at the state capitol, but other ones around the state, right?
Yeah, there's plenty around the state. I think I saw like 10 just in the metro area.
And I'm presuming as well as other states as well. It's not just Minnesota, although
yeah,
we're golden.
Nationwide.
We're golden up here. But go to moveon.org. That will give you the information on these rallies because he's clearly trying to kill this before it. Like I said, my gut feeling is Trump, he can't stop the House Ways and Means Committee chair. This has already been set law by the Supreme Court. He can't stop him from seeing his tax returns. He cannot do that. That's done. My gut feeling is he's trying to get control of all the evidence from the Mueller probe, and they're going to go back to that Cheney rule where they can lock all this stuff up for 75 years. And he's basically going to try to get all the evidence that he has and his tax returns and chuck them into the vault. And he'll walk out the door on December 31st and say, I resigned. Mike Pence is the new guy. And he'll do a deal with the outgoing Republican leaders to make sure that no Democrat ever sees that stuff. Although, I mean, I don't know how you're going to stop the House of Representatives from calling Mueller to testify. Good luck. They've already said they're bringing in the cameras, I imagine, from multiple angles. Donald Trump, by the way, did throw Eric Paulson under the bus. He said, because Eric Paulson did embrace me. Eric Paulson didn't want the embrace of the Republicans across the country who lost on Tuesday night. Trump said, I'm not sure if he'd be happy or sad. I just feel fine about it. Well, Neuberger was strapping on knee pads for you, so I got news for you. It's not like the ones who did endorse you were all victorious. I was looking down South Carolina won. South Carolina won, where I go down and visit my family down in Beaufort down there.
Yeah.
That went Democrat. Democrat. And the woman that spent the last two weeks of her entire campaign basically talking about how great Trump is and we're a Trump country and this. And that's actually what they think actually caused the trade. She was leading 2 weeks beforehand and she lost because people think it's because that she was out there talking about how this is only Trump. And it took the last district coming in, which is Beaufort County, but it still was a few percentage points away. So yeah, the people that did embrace Trump weren't guaranteed of squat. And of course he's Chris Kobach, my God, his anti-voting czar. Lost in Kansas. He wants to take credit for the gerrymandered Republican districts where a turnip could run with an R next to its name and he'd win by 50. He wants to take credit for those. He wants to ignore the fact that Doug Wardlow was following around. Whenever a presidential or an ambassador of the White House was anywhere in the state, Wardlow was there, and he lost to Keith Ellison. So there you go. It wasn't you, Trump. Well, it was, but it was on the bad side, too. We should keep that in mind. Who's up next?
Ian Hunter.
You and Hunter. Eric and Hunter up next. We're back tomorrow. Have a good one. Until then, see ya.